You're listening to The Lead Now with Dr. Vic Podcast.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. Welcome back to Lead Now with Dr. Vic. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. This is where we'll discuss strategies to become better leaders today for the challenges of tomorrow. Today's episode, we're diving into one of the most powerful leadership approaches called transformational leadership. This falls under the theory and concepts thing. Now, whether you're leading a small team or an entire organization, understanding how to inspire real change is crucial. Transformational leadership isn't just about getting tasks done. It's about motivating and empowering people to reach their full potential. And full disclosure, team, this is my leadership style. I spoke about it a couple weeks ago. We talked about task-oriented leaders, talked about relations-oriented leaders. When it comes down to it at its base, I am a transformational leader. That is the leadership style I subscribe to. I love it. I have found that it is my most natural gift. It is me in its pure essence. And when I was able to understand what this leadership theory truly meant and what it was that it embodied, I knew I could be me, truly authentic. And so really interested as you all prepare yourself for this episode on what exactly transformational leadership is. You've heard the word, you've heard the theory, but let's really dig deep into understanding the four main components of this. It's often called the four I's of transformational leadership: idealized influence, inspirational motivation, intellectual stimulation, and individualized consideration. And I'll guide you through each one of these and how you can apply it to your leadership style. Again, the four I's. So let's talk about idealized influence. What exactly is that? This is about being a role model for your team. A transformational leader exhibits behaviors that earn respect and trust. It's not just what you say, but what you do. Your team is always watching you, watching how you handle challenges. How do you deal with stress? How you interact with others? You know, I'll say it, team, almost every episode I talk about what? Emotional intelligence. That is in its essence. Your team is watching how you handle challenges, stress, and interact with others. That in, again, emotional intelligence, being aware, your self-awareness, relationship awareness, self-management, self-regulation, self-compassion, all those components, team. So when we look at idealized influence, when our subordinates or our followers or our teams are watching us, how we handle those things, that now inspires them. We're more than a leader by the title. The title doesn't make who you are. The character that you possess makes you who you are. If you look at Nelson Mandela, he wasn't just a leader by title. He lived the values he wanted others to see in him. Also what he wanted to see in others, like perseverance, forgiveness, and resilience. His personal integrity inspired millions. Ask yourself, team, what values do you want your team to embody? And are you living those values daily? My values were loyalty, respect, family, and discipline. And most importantly, I wanted fun. I want us to enjoy coming to work. I want us to enjoy building something greater than self. And so when I possess that and I embody that, that's also some of the same characteristics that I wanted my teammates to demonstrate. And then I reinforce and I encourage that. The next I, inspirational motivation. This is where you set that compelling vision that motivates and excites your team. It's not just about setting goals. It's not about a goal. It's about creating a shared sense of purpose. When people believe in the vision, they're more willing to go above and beyond. Hear that again. When people believe in the vision, they're more willing to go above and beyond. What's the famous saying? Without vision, the people will perish. One of the first things I did in every organization I led, I had a vision. Now, I'd start with my vision. What did I see? What's the direction I wanted my organization to go through? What's the vision I had for my directorate or my team? Whether it's one team member or 500, I had a vision. And then I'd sit down with my team. And we shared this a couple weeks ago when we spoke about vision and philosophy. And I sit down with my team and say, hey, team, this is my vision. Now, how do we make this our vision? Let's troubleshoot. Let's murder board this. Because now this becomes our shared sense of purpose, why we're here, what we hope to gain from this. And so that now creates that inspiration. So now we're all in this together. So when we look at how we're going to generate and galvanize a group, as a leader, you need to communicate your vision clearly and passionately. When your team feels like they're part of something bigger, they'll be more engaged and motivated. So what's the bigger picture you're trying to create for your team? That's what you get to. What's the bigger picture? Being able to articulate that, being able to lay that out, and being able to say, this is how we get here. And team, I'm not leading you there. We're going together. Again, I've always said, I'm a team leader, but also a team member. So again, team, having that inspirational motivation. The next I, intellectual stimulation. This means encouraging creativity and innovation within your team. A transformational leader challenges the status quo and empowers others to do the same. They create an environment where new ideas are welcomed, and even failure is seen as a learning opportunity. You hear that? Failure is seen as a learning opportunity. I have a plug for you. There's a book by Carol Dweck called The Growth Mindset, where we look at failure as a learning opportunity, where we look at mistakes as a learning opportunity. A growth mindset team allows every opportunity we have in this life journey to learn from it. There's no end state of failure. It's just trial and error. It's trial and error. If you look at Satya Nadella at Microsoft, when he took over as CEO, he shifted the company's culture from one of internal competition to one of collaboration and innovation. He focused on learning and growth. He encouraged employees to think differently, which has driven the company's resurgence. As a transformational leader, I enjoyed getting to know my teammates, but most importantly, challenging the status quo. I would often challenge, there's organizational barriers. We either go through them, go over them, go under them, but we will not get stopped by them. And these obstacles are going to be defined in one of three things: a policy, personnel, or procedure. We could challenge it. Where do we not have the necessary personnel? Can we borrow manpower? Do we need to hire more? Do we need to get the right types of qualifications? Is it education? What is it within personnel? Is it a policy? Does the policy we have represent what we're actually doing? Does our technology support the policy? Does our manpower support the policy? How is the policy outdated? And the procedure, does the procedure match what we're doing right now? If not, let's challenge it. So team, intellectual stimulation, when I subscribe to this part of the transformational leadership, I would challenge each one of my teammates, what are you doing every day? And is anything hindering, hampering, or creating an obstacle that you cannot be most successful? And if so, let's challenge it. Again, is it a personnel? Is it policy? Or is it procedure? So again, intellectual stimulation allows you and your teammates to challenge that status quo. So as a leader, I'm asking you, are you fostering a space where people feel safe? Where they feel safe to think outside the box? I would share, dazzle me with your creativity. I don't want problem spotters. I need problem solvers. We all can see the problem. But do we have the tenacity and innovation and creativity to solve it? Sir, we got a problem. Dr. Vic, we have a problem. Do we have a problem or do we have a situation? We already know it's a problem. I need to know what's the situation. I need to understand, do we have a solution? Okay. Next, we'll start looking at individualized consideration. Again, team, we talked about four I's. The final I is individualized consideration. This is the game changer. This is where transformational leaders connect with their team on a personal level. They understand that each person is unique, different needs, different aspirations. And the transformational leader provides coaching and mentorship tailored to each individual. As an example, Oprah Winfrey is considered one that exhibits this trait of individualized consideration. Throughout her career, Oprah has been known for lifting up those around her, providing opportunities for growth and fostering personal development. And she takes the time to listen and understand people's stories. And in turn, she helps them grow. Personally, team, this was where I felt my most comfortable because, again, I struggled early on in my leadership journey, particularly being an Army officer. You see all these pictures of what makes a leader and what you felt made a leader. Was you supposed to be so authoritative? And I just did not feel natural. I knew by nature I'm a people-centered person. I really love having dialogue and communication. I gain energy from that and being able to understand people. I'm very empathetic and really learning. And so having situation of leadership where it felt as if I could not really connect because it may be frowned upon because you're supposed to have this high power distance and this hierarchical structure. And I just wanted to be real. I'd often tell my team, I know you all respect me for the rank I have on my collar. I want you to respect me for the person I am that happens to have the rank. I'm going to hold you accountable because I am, you know, a senior officer. But I really want you to respect me when I had the uniform off. And so when I realized my leadership challenge was I wasn't authentic, I realized that in order for me to be successful in this leadership journey, whether as an Army officer or even after I retired, I had to be true to self. And that translated to not only in the professional life, but most importantly in my personal life. And so the individualized consideration, the reason why this is a game changer, because now you can really connect. And again, this is where I say I am a relations-oriented leader. If you are a people person and able to connect with people, this is where a transformational leadership style really comes into play. Because this is where every morning, whether I was a young officer or as late as this morning at work, taking the time to go by a cubicle and ask someone how you're doing and really being interested in them versus being interesting and really understanding what are those motivations, what wakes someone up at night, what brings them to work every day, what's their why, what is the purpose behind what they do, and really connecting on that level. Whether it's their work relation or what they do in their private time, their volunteering, what is it? Because that motivation, whether it's intrinsic or extrinsic, is what drives them. And understand those unique needs, each person. And so that became one of my greatest strengths was the ability to relate with my teammates at any level, whether it's their travel, whether it's their hobbies, whether it's their love for their job, or their excitement for their children, their grandchildren, or their spouse, what have you. There's something that I'd be able to connect and also use that in analogies and being able to leverage that when having communication or really inspiring teammates to achieve their best. And so that individualized consideration allows you to look at every member of your team uniquely. Not all, they're uniquely. everyone has a different motivation and a different purpose, and really having that curiosity to learn about your team members. We talk about that employee well-being, understanding who they are. And so as a leader, take time to mentor and develop your team. Sometimes the most impactful thing you can do is show someone you believe in them. There's a famous quote that an author shares that someone may forget what you said, but they will not forget how you made them feel. So again, team, as a leader, how do you connect? How do you connect? How do you make your people feel when they come work with you, work for you? Or how do people make you feel when you come work for them? Again, individualized consideration. How do we feel and how do we make our teammates feel they belong, they're accepted, and they're of value? So now let's bring it all together. Again, team, we covered the four I's. Transformational leadership is about more than just achieving results. We're going to get the results. We're going to succeed. We will achieve optimal success. It's more than that, though. It's about inspiring change, both in your organization and in the people around you. By being a role model, inspiring a shared vision, encouraging innovation, and connecting personally with your team, you can and you will lead in a way that fosters growth, engagement, and lasting impact. So here's a challenge for you today. Reflect on your own leadership style. Which of these four areas, idealized influence, inspirational motivation, intellectual stimulation, or individualized consideration, which one do you need to work on? Leadership is a journey. And there's always room for growth. All right, team. Now, it's your action plan. Here are five questions that can help you create this action plan for developing transformational leadership. Perhaps something I shared today says, you know what? I want a piece of that. I want to be my true essence. You know what I realized, Dr. Vic, that you shared a couple weeks ago between task-oriented and relations-oriented. I am a relations-oriented leader. I want some more of that. Great. So let's look at how we can develop some more of this transformational leadership strategies and techniques. When we look at idealized influence, question number one, what values and behaviors do you want to consistently model for your team? And how can you start aligning your actions with those values today? Okay, that's for idealized influence. Number two, inspirational motivation. The question here, what is the larger vision you want to inspire in your team? And how can you communicate this vision in a way that excites and motivates them to take ownership? Third one, intellectual stimulation. How can you create a culture of innovation in your team where people feel safe to share new ideas and take calculated risks without fear of failure? Again, dazzle me with your creativity. You don't get dinged for great ideas. Bring them. Be a problem solver, not a problem spotter. Individualized consideration. The question here, who on your team would benefit from personalized mentorship or coaching? And what specific steps can you take to help them grow both personally and professionally? And now, team, when we look at self-reflection and growth, which aspects of transformational leadership do you feel is your strongest? Team, again, I'll reiterate, this is about emotional intelligence. Let's be real to self. Let's take off the mask. Do that self-audit. Do your self inventory. Which aspect of transformational leadership do you feel is your strongest? Idealized influence, inspirational motivation, intellectual stimulation, individualized consideration. And which area do you believe needs most improvement? And what will be your first actionable step toward developing that area? Again, team, it's about self-reflection. Take off the mask. Build those concrete actions so you can start leading now. Team, our time has come to an end. Thank you again for tuning in. I had a great time today talking about transformational leadership. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow leader who could benefit from this discussion. Also, check us out on our site at ltyconsulting.com and find a host of resources there, as well as previous podcasts that you can download at your leisure. Remember, team, leadership is not about authority. It's about influence. And that starts with inspiring others to transform. Until next time, keep leading with a purpose and lead now. You have a limited time to make an unlimited impact.
You've just listened to the Lead Now with Dr. Vic podcast. Please tune in next week for another impactful episode.